Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Mouse Under the Ring. I am your host, Geronimo Garcia, along with a very special guest.
Hi, I'm Austin.
Austin Chesbro. And today we just wrapped up, tonight, the G1 Climax, Night 1, for this year's of course score standings. The winners of tonight's block matches, I might do these block matches, I'm not sure, I don't know yet, but I will think about it. But let's not just talk about New Japan. Evolve has had their 10th anniversary show recently, which was very good. And, Impact Wrestling will have its Slammiversary event. More on that later. And of course, WWE Stomping Grounds happened.
Yes.
And a huge change in WWE's creative structure has supposedly happened.
Seth Rollins defended his title away.
Yes. But we're talking more backstage, not just in the... We're not just, you know, talking about things and stuff. But yeah. So, let's start with the G1. We saw some great matches, especially with Lance Archer, who got his first win in the G1 against Will Ospreay tonight. Sonata ended up beating Zack Sabre Jr. Bad Luck Fale ended up getting his win. I forgot who his opponent was for that.
Okada
and Tanahashi. The newly debuted reborn Kenta versus Kota Ibushi, which was honestly
a great match.
Magnifique. Great in so many ways. So basically, Kenta, Fale, and Okada, and Archer are on the board tonight. Are on the board for tonight's show. That is very good in so many ways. All guys actually got 2 points in each round. So, the question is this. That a lot of things, who would win the G1? There's a lot of guys in the A block. There's a lot of good guys in the B block, of course. You have Shingo Takagi, a junior heavyweight, who just competed, almost undefeated, in the Best of Super Juniors, but lost to Will Ospreay in a fantastic match. And I'm saying fantastic because it was very good. I stayed up, watched that show live.
I watched a little bit of it live.
Yeah, I know you did. Of course, it was very, very different. It was unique. But, on to other stuff. Impact Wrestling will present Slammiversary 17 tomorrow night in Dallas. The same place that, well, Raw ended up showing up that same night. And then you had G1 tonight. And then you're going to have Slammiversary tomorrow night. So, Dallas. Good job. You're having more than one show. But despite my personal animosity towards D-Town, you guys are going to be in for treats. Unlike anything anybody's ever seen. You're going to have awesome matches for the rest of the night. Tomorrow night for Slammiversary. You're going to have some good shows. You're going to have some amazing matches. And of course, Slammiversary, we're going to see the Rascals take on LAX for the Impact Tag Team titles. Brian Cage versus Unbreakable Michael Elgin for the World Heavyweight title. The Knockouts title will be in a Monsters Ball match. Wow. And an X Division title match between Rich Swann and Johnny Impact. And of course, you're going to see the first time an intergender hardcore match. An intergender match between Sami Callihan and undeniable Tessa Blanchard. And of course, we're also going to have Rob Van Dam go one-on-one with Moose. Now, your opinions on each of these matches. What's your opinion?
Me, personally, I think RVD is going to take it. Personally, because of his skills.
RVD's got the experience. He's got more hands on it. He's more of a hands-on
more
person.
More experience inside the ring.
Exactly.
And he's more experienced in high flying. So.
Definitely, definitely. And of course, RVD was actually X Division champion for a short time.
He was.
So, now, and of course, this is rare to many. I mean, technically, yes, they had an intergender match with Scarlett Bordeaux and Glenn Gilbert, but that was just a...
not a good match. I don't
know. More of a fun comedy kind of thing. Not like a match.
It was just comedy bait.
It was
match.
Just a comedy bait bullshit. Not bullshit, but like
based
comedy.
Match.
Yeah, comedy-based style. But it was still fun. It was still very fun to watch, and it was very good. And of course, earlier on Impact, they had a triple threat match to see which two would compete to face LAX. Now, LAX and Rascals have had a great, you know, a great chemistry, great feud going on, had some great chemistry going on during some of the tag matches that they had against each other, and of course, some of the fun little interactions with the boys in the treehouse. With the Rascals, you know.
Yeah.
Having fun with that. But other than that, of course, you have... Now, here's the crazy thing. We're in a time of professional wrestling of change. Yes, you have all these people who say, it's full of a bunch of flipsy, kicksy, hipsy, doopsy, bopsy, shut up. Okay, just shut up. For anyone who's acting like a complete mark, just shut up. We get it. You like the Attitude Era.
We just don't want to hear that. We don't.
We're done with that. It's done. It's been there, done that.
We're basically focusing on the PG era.
Well, it might not be PG era very soon. Great transition. WWE has hired both Eric Bischoff and Paul Heyman.
It's going to be hell.
As full-time, as creative producers. So, in other words...
So, basically, Shane is...
they run the show.
Vince is basically out.
Out.
Prediction.
Well, they still report to Vince.
Okay.
But they still run creative to a degree. Because we're not sure how far they can go with it. Nobody is sure how far they can go with it. And hell, it's a little bit of a mix-up bag concept of what they can do and what they can't do. It's a mixed bag for many, many, and I mean many reasons. So the question is this going to be a change in pro wrestling? Is this going to be a change in sports entertainment? Is this going to be a change in more ways than one? Is it going to be a change for the bad, for better or worse? Is it going to be a change? Is it just going to be, you know, that? Is it going to be a complete change? Is it going to be a complete change for the better? Is it going to be a different type of change? Sorry, I need to do something for a second. And here's the thing. Pro wrestling is at its best when it's on its own, when it plays on its own terms. It's a very good point. We're at a time where change can happen at any time.
Yeah, that's true.
Pro wrestling is changing. It's evolving. It's growing into something real. It's not gonna half-bake itself to a point where it doesn't matter what you do. It's not going to matter what you see, what you hear, what you find. It's only going to get to a point where understanding the concept of it is what keeps it going. And a lot of people tend to ask this question. Why would we change pro wrestling? Why would pro wrestling change? Why would we go to a point where the Attitude Era was pretty much... Where's the controller? Where's the controller? I'm just putting it in my screen. To where it would matter to many reasons, it would matter to some cases. And a lot of people tend to ask this question. What can pro wrestling do? It's in an evolutionary point of change. Impact Wrestling is going to change. WWE is going to change. New Japan is going to change. AEW, which had one of the most fun shows I've seen in years. And I'm talking about
Fighter
Fest.
Like if Cody, because Cody Rhodes is like basically he took over AEW.
Well, no, technically Tony Khan runs the company, but the point being, yeah, Cody runs it on some cases. But the point is that they're booking ahead for their shows. They're not, you know, they're not halfway, you know, doing. Give it a minute. I'm sure it'll be putting itself in rest mode in any minute now. Come on. Are you kidding me? Okay, there it goes. Anyway, where were we? Wrestling. That wrestling is in a form of change, that it is in a time of change. And, well, that's a good thing.
It is.
To some people, yes, I understand you like the Attitude Era. To some, yes, you like the Ruthless Aggression Era. Yes, you have this. Yes, you have that. But that's not the point that we're making. That pro wrestling will change forever. Not just because you want it to change, but because it changes as we go. As we grow as people, individuals, as we grow on our own terms, pro wrestling will change. And why I say that, because it's always been that way.
It has.
Think of this. The Rocking Wrestling Era. The New Generation Era. The Crappy Gimmicks Era. The Attitude Era. The Ruthless Aggression Era. The more entertainment era.
Yep.
The PG era. And
now,
the new era,
quote
unquote. But and the next era would be what?
We don't even know yet.
We live in an age where the internet is everything. Just ask Austin.
It totally is.
I mean, because you were crying like a baby when the internet shut off on us in the middle of the day. Yes, you were like, Geronimo, can we stop, please? Why is the internet stop not working, bro? Come on, man. Please, please. Okay, bullshitting jokes aside here. The idea that pro wrestling is changing, just like everything else, social media is everything. And of course, the next show in WWE coming up is, of course, and of course, not just that. We've also had Evolve's 10th anniversary. Founding father Daniel Bryan. He came up with the name, believe it or not. But he wasn't Evolve's only. He wasn't the only person who founded a company. Evolve wasn't the only company he founded. He was along with the people with Ring of Honor. ROH's founding father, Christopher Daniels. Bryan Danielson. Samoa Joe, Homicide, and many others. and Delirious. And of course, no other is a veteran.
Yeah.
But the point of it is that wrestling as a whole has grown in its own core.
Sure has.
And to many surprises, it is very unique. It is very different. It is very changing. It is changing, it is changing, it is changing. To me, this is a great thing. It's a great way to see what it is, what it means, what it does. That's what it is. That's what pro wrestling is. As global trends shift and change, so does pro wrestling. We were gone for the days of people playing backstage politics from the bullcrap guys like Hulk Hogan and Triple H.
Yeah.
But that was back then. Triple H now is pretty much a visionary. A man who's in charge of a new company. Well, under the WWE umbrella, of course. NXT. But, point being, we are in change. People don't like it. Who cares? To each his own. If you don't like wrestling, don't watch wrestling. There's plenty of other things to watch. There's basketball, football,
soccer,
baseball even, MMA, judo,
hockey,
Olympics.
Anything besides, if you don't like wrestling,
just
anything
just don't
besides
watch it.
That.
Just don't watch it. Don't complain and talk about how you don't like it. Don't complain and sit there and say, wrestling was better in my day. Wrestling was better in my older time. And wrestling was better when it was...
Who cares? It's wrestling.
It's changes based on narrative. Narratives change all the time. But other than that, of course, we have other big name. Of course, we have other big shows to talk about. Jon Moxley opened up about his issues with WWE a little more, and it seemed in this interview he was a lot more comfortable. Gallows and Anderson officially signing 5-year deals with WWE, with the pay raise apparently going on. There is so much. So much going on. So much keeping us going. And pro wrestling as a whole is changing. It's becoming something new. It's becoming something real. It's becoming something that not many people are thinking about. Everybody wants to know what the next craze is. Everybody wants to know what the next idea is. Everybody wants to know what the next concept, next show, next event. Something. Of course, my partner walking back in, and not my love partner. Let me get that dirty joke, please. Anyway. People tend to ask the question, what's next for pro wrestling? What's next in a sense of what it is, what it does, what it shows, right?
Yeah.
We are in a state of change. But, of course, supposedly a match probably going to happen. Ricochet, AJ Styles, Extreme Rules, maybe the rubber match.
No.
For the U.S. title. And of course, Andrade and Selena Vega going one-on-one with the quote-unquote newest couple in WWE, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. And I know what you're thinking. What's going on?
I thought it was supposed to be...
No. On Raw.
Oh.
It's going to happen on Raw. So, what were you thinking? You were thinking, like, I thought they were going to face Baron Corbin and...
Exactly.
Lacey. No. They are, but they're going to face him on Sunday, not Monday. They're going to face him on Sunday and not Monday, so that's the change. So, I guess they're trying to prep them for these matches. I mean, they already had a match with the quote-unquote first couple of WWE, Maria and Mike Kanellis.
That didn't go out well.
It didn't exactly go right. It didn't exactly go right. Why? Because... pregnancy!
Exactly.
She announced her pregnancy during Raw in one of the weirdest, craziest, most entertaining promos I have seen. And of course we have the WWE 25.
Okay.
I guess it's supposed to be a concept of a hardcore title.
I think so. Because I think they made it to the point where it's like...
But WWE technically didn't come up with it. It wasn't WWE's idea. Yes, it's a WWE-made title, but that does not mean WWE came up with the idea. It was technically the network's idea. To boost ratings. And don't get me wrong. The segments are fun and entertaining. To a degree.
But it's like the same wrestlers holding the belt.
I mean, yeah, it gives the guys in the undercard something to do.
R-Truth's been holding the belt three or four times. No, 8 times now, because I've counted it.
You counted it? Yes. You actually counted.
And we actually counted it. The first time they actually held it, R-Truth had it. To now. It's 8 times.
Well, technically now Drake Maverick has it.
Boom, exactly.
So he's 2-time. He's 2-time. But, again, the segments are entertaining. They're fun. They're enjoyable to watch. And to some foolish mark who says it's so stupid and cheesy and PG baby bullcrap, just shut up already and just stop watching wrestling.
Just stop. It's messing up the mood of people that like the whole concept of it.
And I, for one, actually enjoy it.
It's hilarious.
It's funny, honestly. But back to the main point here. So, the idea is very, very absurd. But then again, professional wrestling is absurd in so many ways. I mean, hell, you had something like a thumb up someone's ass train. Yes, this happened.
When?
PWG. Everybody stuffed up their asses. Tommaso Ciampa stuck his thumb up Jushin Thunder Liger's ass. Then it was Matt Riddle. Then it was Cedric Alexander. Jeff Cobb. Matt Riddle. Who else? Tommy Ed. This was very, very, very weird.
And hilarious.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen it. Because you showed it to me.
Exactly. So you...
it was very
pro
weird.
Wrestling is absurd. Well, we've had a beach ball chant. A beach ball chant, people.
You want to mention the one with the doll?
Oh, God. I don't want to...
Okay, let's leave that out.
Yeah, let's leave that out. But besides that, we've had weird-ass things. Like the... Like a 45-year-old man kissing me, yo? The Rock. I don't know how old he is. I don't. Don't look it up. Just so... Because I don't want to feel it politically incorrect and kind of have to do it on the spot.
Yeah.
Point is, we have had so many weird things go on in pro wrestling. I mean, you've had Kota Ibushi wrestle a sex doll. Kenny Omega fighting an 8-year-old girl. Go ahead and laugh, man. Yes, a sex doll, a blow-up doll, however you want to call it. We've had Dick Druids at All In. Dick Druids. Those things that the Undertaker had, those dudes in coats. Instead, they're fluff up like costumed dicks. This is what I mean.
Weird stuff in pro
wrestling.
Pro wrestling
is absurd. It's weird. It's fun. It's unique. We've had dudes jump on thumbtacks. Actually, bare feet on thumbtacks. I showed that to you.
I showed it.
A guy dropped on barbed wire like it was 1996. So, people, understand this. Wrestling changes on so many levels. I mean, shit. We've had slow motion fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literal slow motion. Even crowds got into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, slow motion fighting. We've had so many weird ass things. And that's just on the indies.
Now we'll get to like the...
What?
The pro, like the...
Pro wrestling, even pro wrestling's had weird shit. Like The Rock's birthday with so many weird crap. Or fucking people chasing after a dude with a fake crappy title.
Weird.
Wrestling as a whole is absurd in so many ways. But it's fun.
It is.
It's very fun. And when you, you had a guy plead on his birthday, telling his what girlfriend, wait, it's my birthday. Gives him a hug. Then beats his ass afterwards. Your girlfriend beating your ass on your birthday.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sounds harsh.
Yes.
That's like getting a beat from your mom on your birthday.
Well, I mean, I've had that before. But not the point.
True.
So, I mean, it's different. It's different, it's fun, it's unique. And to people who say, okay, it's PG bullshit, it's flipsy and kicksy, what?
Basically, they're just saying it's childish, it's just...
Yeah, flippy shit. They call it flippy shit.
Exactly.
Who cares?
It's
I just saw one of the greatest fist fights, and I'm going to call it that, between Kenta and Yoshi. A fight! Knees, head, headbutt, all that crazy shit! That's the part of wrestling that makes it unique. A lot of people don't understand that. Do you?
Not really, I don't. Like, what's the point of you saying fuck? What's the point of, oh, PG era is childish, it's flippy, it's floppy. Oh, well, we had so much weird stuff happening in the PG area. Like,
New Day.
Like, New Day. Having little horns on their head.
It's still entertaining.
It's still funny.
To some people, yes.
Throwing pancakes
in the air. Who cares?
The crowd. It's funny. It's
they're trying to get over. Everybody wants to get over.
They're trying to get views into the network. Okay.
It's getting people over. It's getting the crowd to like them.
Coming out with cereal.
Daniel Bryan doing this whole eco warrior crap, and it still works. He's getting over as a heel.
Yes.
Calling everybody fickle. 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 This is coming from the guy who was a B-plus player and chanted, yes, 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 that went worldwide, went international, and just flat out awesome. We had a dude by a sexual chocolate.
We did.
Are you going to tell me that pro wrestling is stupid and it's absurd? It's dumb? Bitch, please.
For real. Get a life. Or
literally. Do something.
Or just stop wrestling. Watch wrestling totally.
What? Stop watching wrestling. Watch something other than wrestling. If you don't like it. I mean, it's not really... if it's not your cup of tea, it's not your cup of tea. Don't complain about it. And don't expect change to happen overnight. I mean, look what happened with New Japan during its dark era. In the early 2000s. I don't know if you heard that. I don't know if you've read up on it.
I read up on a little bit of it, but I didn't get the whole mixture of the concept of it.
New Japan was going through a decline. In other words, when the MMA boom was gone.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when UFC was getting popular and then Pride FC was gaining a little popularity?
And that's when New Japan dropped, basically.
When New Japan's attendance were dropping, ticket sales were dropping, people were hate, people didn't want to watch it anymore. I mean, the quality, I mean... They've even had shoddy booking decisions, poor attendance.
Yep.
And pretty much just downright screw ups.
And then ever since now, it's like they're shooting back up.
They're coming back up. They're going through a resurgence. They're going through a renaissance. I mean, look at this. They're already in the United States.
Just tonight, they were in Dallas.
They were in Dallas.
Okada.
Last 2 years ago, they were in California, Walter Pyramid, and other places. They were in Long Beach. They were in San Francisco. They were in Los Angeles.
It's basically they're bringing the views to U.S. They're bringing the views
from
Japan.
Japan is in the right direction. They're heading into the right direction.
All they need to do is bring it to Houston.
That'll be like a long shot.
Yes, it would. It would take a long time, though.
Just to get the crew out here. I mean, yeah, Houston's not that far from Dallas, is it?
No, it's not. It's like 2 hours. 3 hours.
3 hours.
3 hour drive.
So basically, while I drive to Dallas, I basically watching 3 hours of Raw.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like saying you're bored on the bus.
Exactly.
You're watching Raw. The fucking you're like, oh here, how about we watch this? Oh, it's Monday Night Raw. We'll watch this for the rest of the trip. Point is, New Japan was at a low. It was gaining its high. Impact Wrestling was at a low in 2012, 12 to 13. It went down when it brought in Hulk Hogan. And I know what you guys are gonna say. Hulk Hogan is a legend. Hulk Hogan is the best damn wrestler of all time. Blah blah blah. Yeah, publicly, privately, the guy's a fucking dick. He expects you to pay to take a picture with him. He didn't want to pass the torch to Bret Hart.
He didn't. He just wanted to keep it to himself.
He didn't like losing. So when WCW asked for him, they felt like he could treat him like a king. And they did. And look what that happened. Look how that ended up.
Shitty.
WCW went down the toilet. ECW went down the toilet. But Hogan wasn't a part of it.
Nope.
But the point of it is, every era had its ups, every era had its downs. Rock and wrestling era, Hogan kept not wanting to lose. Bad booking, crappy politics, near-death experiences, impossible steroid trials. New generation era, crappy gimmicks, half-assed baked crap. You got guys like the Booger Man, Repo Man, and freaking Goon and all that. Right?
Yeah.
And maybe Knox Moon, which was actually Conan. Conan, the old school OG, Conan,
yeah.
K-Dog Conan, who was in WWE for a cup of tea and ended up leaving because of that stupid-ass gimmick.
That's true.
Hell, they found someone else to wear the outfit. And I'm guessing that person didn't like to wear it either.
Nope.
Went back to Mexico. Got his mask taken, but not the point. We'll talk about that later on. Even Conan even said it. He didn't want to work with Vince if it was the last thing he did.
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
Because basically every talent that Vince is getting, he's back not working with him anymore. He's not making them look right in WWE.
Well, there were a few handful of talent exceptions.
Like?
Kurt Angle.
Okay.
You remember the documentary?
Yes.
Exactly. He mentioned that Kurt Angle treated him like a parent, like a father figure.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't really get mad at that.
Not really. I can't get mad at that, but the whole concept of him bringing in...
The younger guys, basically, or the younger guys at the time.
Solomon, whatever his name is.
Savio Vega.
Talk about new dude from NXT that they brought in.
Lars Sullivan. Actually, he got injured during the movie.
So he's now on roster.
Basically on hiatus, yeah.
Okay.
Ricochet! Well, actually, Paul Heyman's actually a good Ricochet grandson. We could probably see where this goes. They can elevate him to a major star. Yeah, I get those people who...
Get him to where he can hold the Universal title.
Not the Universal title, but more or less the U.S. title. Because, I mean, as a mid-card guy. Right now, they're still kind of building up their heels and they're building up their babyface.
Yeah.
SmackDown's already got an established lineup of good talent.
Like?
Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
Andrade Cien Almas.
Yep.
Shelton Benjamin, if he ends up working.
Yep.
We got plenty.
And I know Jason Jordan ain't gonna come back.
Nah.
They say that's a might.
It's a might, but it's not gonna probably happen at this point in time. I mean, right now they're actually thinking he's kind of better in a producer role. Primarily because he's still kind of injured. Tyler Breeze is not even on the main roster anymore. He moved back to NXT.
Dang.
Him and Fandango. And if you're wondering, yeah, he came back after a couple of tapings. Because he's been on the shelf for nearly almost a year, 2.5 years. And Breeze wasn't doing anything. Neither were the Ascension. And what? You literally have good tag teams on your roster. The Ascension. Where are they? Where have they been? The Colognes. Where have they been? Right?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What?
Foot. Is it running?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Not so much?
Mm-mm.
But anyway. The Colognes, where have they been? I mean, before they were posting advertisements to Come to Puerto Rico, the shining star of the Caribbean. What are those guys?
The Viking Raiders.
Well, I mean, they're starting to get back on it. They're getting
Aleister Black, they haven't done nothing with him yet.
Well, they do. They are having something for him. They're having something ready for him on Sunday.
Okay.
Next Sunday. And pretty much, that's the thing on pro wrestling. That's my opinion on it. That's
my opinion on it.
We'll see. Well, if you guys want to check it out, we'll post the rest of the podcast later on. We will see you guys next time.